Okay, Thursday night, Perek Revi, Chavis Halvavis, Shar HaTshuva, Perek Revi, page Reish Chav. I will give it Yerei HaTshuva Heim Arba. The procedures of Tshuva, exactly the parts of doing Tshuva, there's four parts to doing Tshuva. He's going to elaborate on each of these parts much more in the coming program. Delve into it, elaborate it, expand on it. Now he's just cannot just listing it and explaining why and how these steps lead you to tshuva. Tchilasan, step one. Acharato al mashachato l'sha'avar. In the first paragraph, Imam is just gives a list. Charoto. Hasheni. He explains on the on the things in the coming paragraphs. In the coming prakam, he expands on how the person reaches the level of actually experiencing each of these four things. Here, he's going to expand on their definitions. So, first, he's just going to list them. Charata amashachato l'sha'avar, b'asheni hu aziva v'anituk mehem, changing his ways. In other words, a lot of people could be full of charata, and then they constantly fall into the trap again of what they do. So sheni is to work out a way where you stop doing it. B'ashlishi. The third component is lahodos lahen ulehizvados alehen. That's what we say vidui, what we call vidui. In other words, admitting, it's not so simple to admit that you were wrong, not to qualify what you did, or try to ameliorate what you did by explanations. But to be moda, to be misvade comes from the same root, to make a statement about it, to stand up and say that I know that it was wrong. Included in this, he doesn't say it here, but it comes out as he talks about it, is asking for mechila. In other words, the point, and the Ibn Tibbon translation has bakasha slicha. Kapach's translation here doesn't. But you see from the paragraph where the Chavis Halevis talks about it and he explains it, that we look at the vidui as a way of his of asking for forgiveness. And when someone says, I'm sorry, I was wrong in doing kach v'kach, they say, please forgive me. That's their purpose in stating that they did something wrong. It's not just the expression that, you know, sometimes to do proper tshuva, you could say it's a value in itself just to fess up to the fact that you did something wrong. And even if you have charata, and even if you stop acting that way, but to say I sinned, I was wrong, that in itself has a value, but the Chavis Halevis, we'll see from the Chavis Halevis later, and according to the Ibn Tibbon, it's in the words of the Chavis Halevis now, that Bakosha Slicha, Slach lanu avinu kifatonu, Mechal lanu malkeinu kifashanu, is part of the vidui process. It's part of what we say vidui for, in order that we ask Hashem to be mochel us, and that's part of the process of doing tshuva. The Rambam, Lamashal, it's a zach to delve into. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva does not talk about when he expresses vidui, and according to the Rambam, it's very meaningful how he expresses vidui, because the Rambam described the mitzvah of tshuva as being vidui, right? That's how the Rambam says the mitzvah of tshuva is being. That's what he says it is. The mitzvah of tshuva is to say to be mizvada. And there he says that the vidui expresses charoto and kabbalah, It doesn't say you ask for mechir. But if you look in the that's in the Arach Hazak. But if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs HaSei, he does say that the vidui includes asking for mechila. So it's a zach to delve into, to think about, to talk about, to hear that Ibn Timon has it as part of the translation. Kapach doesn't, but it's clear from the Chai B'Shal Lovis that that's, as we go on, that that's part of vidui, part of the purpose in insisting that he stand up and say, I was wrong, I did something wrong, is as a lead on to ask for Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu. As they say, right? Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu. So you have the vidui there also. You say Ki Chatanu. Mechalanu Malkenu Ki Fashanu. So you ask for Mechila. So part of say Ki Chatanu, Ki Fashanu. So that's an interesting thought. That's what I mean to speak out, that the idea that vidui as a value in itself of being mizvada, according to the Rambam and Yarach HaZokah, vidui is really just is the expression of charata and kabbalah. It's the expression of it. Instead of just thinking in your heart, you say it. Right, you say chatosi, right? The Aran is not there. That's approximately what the Rambam says in Yarach HaZokah. It's an expression of charata and kabbalah. According to the Ibn Tibon, at least, according to the Chavis Halvavis, it's asking for mechila. What the Rambam says in Yarach HaZokah is part of the Dibon. Okay, that's number three. Baravi is figuring out a way to ensure being makabel on oneself. Balibo is matzpuno, so Balibo is already in his thoughts. So matzpuno must be in the subconscious, where it infiltrates into the very fiber of the person's being. So it would affect his subconscious as well. Probably that's mitzpono as opposed to libo. Shelo yachzar la'sosan, that he won't do this again. That he is being... that he's going to work, well, what he has to do that it shouldn't happen again is he has to work on being misakim, whatever led to the chay. But his Kabbalah, that's what we're talking about as part of the tshuva procedure. What?
Step four before you have step two, or not necessarily?
No, otherwise, step two will be first. Step two is titled the Sheres B'Yodo, that he stops doing it now.
Now.
He stops.
It's not talking about the future.
Right, the future is in number four. That he works out a system. He's makabel on himself in a real, meaningful way, not in a fanciful, you know, talkish cheap way. He works out, and he says he works out. He sees to it. He did the best that he could. Right? The Rambam's lashon is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu could be made that he won't do it again. Now, I'm sure the Rambam's condition has been fulfilled many times by people that were quite there in the future. I'm sure. Rambam says he's here, tshuva, you know, that is what tshuva is. Actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be made. So I'm sure people did tshuva, you know. So let's try that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made that according to the way they're holding now, they won't be chote. But then they could fall down and not going to be chote. But that's what the Chodesh HaLovitz wants. He wants that decision, and the decision can't be empty words. He means with working on oneself, that there won't be another chay in his future. He won't do this again. Now he's going to elaborate on all these four things. So the four things are charata, azivas hachet, vidui, and kabbalah lo osid. Charata, azivas hachet, vidui, and kabbalah lo osid. Bnei acharata. Now, this is going to really give us the philosophy behind these things, based on what he said till now in the past prokem. And if you don't remember what he said, I can't help you. Based on what he said, what doing tshuva means, she's going to explain philosophically why these components are the components of tshuva. Bnei acharata, very interesting, he's not just saying, yeah, okay, you gotta have charata, of course, and He's explaining what the significance of each part is. He's insisting that these are necessary to do tshuva shleima. So what are the components? Why are they the components? V'nei ha-charata ha-ichacha. So he explains that the charata is proof positive. Ki rabbein of masha asa. That he knows he did something wrong. So wrong that he's... He knows he did something wrong. So he's mischarit. He feels bad. He feels embarrassed. He feels ashamed. That's what it means, mischarit. He feels ashamed. He feels bad. So part of this is that he knows he did something wrong. Part of this is the first of the list he gave in the previous parak, that the person should know he did something wrong. Wow, that's why we say, Benoach Nerag al Shahoy Loy Lumoid Veloy Lomad. You're supposed to know when you do something wrong. If you don't, you have to learn halachas. Don't worry. If it's outside the realm of what you're capable of having learned, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't have tainus to you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo betrunya and briyosa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kelemuna veinobel. You don't have to worry. You have to worry the other way, that there are things you do wrong that you don't know. And you could have and should have learned about it. So you have to know what you did was wrong. If you don't learn, you don't know. So that's part of... He's not so much talking about philosophically that you feel bad because you were moried by Hashem. That's going to come later when he talks about the other components of tshuva. Here, he pashut has to know that he did something wrong. He has to know he was moried. He has to know. He has to know he did something wrong. So he knows he did something wrong. He has charata. Part of the tshuva process is that nechama, meaning nechama means here, it's not going to change one's mind. So again, v'nicham, this is part of the process, this charata, because, and again, as the Chazal explained it, the charata is the hoichacha that he sees he did something bad. For Amar b'misha hismid b'chatov, ein ish nicham al ra'aso lemor me'osisi. How can I do this? How can I possibly done such a thing? Bonu. So first of all, this is a pretty scary thing. It's included in this, is if you didn't learn, you don't know. So that's part of this. You don't even know it's wrong. Now the Chaim Soldados does something, which he does to each of the four procedures, and it's very interesting. He does the same thing as Shaar HaBitachon. In fact, he does the same thing throughout the Sefer. If you're acquainted with the Sefer, what he's about to do now. What he's about to do is he's about to draw on human experiences, human relationships, the relationships that we have every day with our friends, with our rabbeim, with our talmidim, part of life. And he draws upon those experiences to make a point. So you would think it's almost like it's too mundane. It's pasnish. He's talking about your relationship with Hashem, doing tshuva because you would morid b'Hashem. And he wants to make a point of how to rectify that by how people rectify their own behavior, benodem l'chaveiro, if they want the person to be mechelman. Right? You're mad at someone, you're mad at your best friend, you're mad at your shul neighbor, you're mad at your wife. So, and then you did something wrong. And you say, I'm sorry. Constantly throughout the Sefer, Chavis HaLodos draws on the human experience to make a point of how things are. And it's not weird and it's not strange. Chavis HaLodos, in other words, first of all, it's real. He wants to make it real. He just doesn't want to say something about a relationship and then you should believe him. He wants to show you that it's so. And also, you see from the Chaim Soloveitchik that if he can point to a human relationship and show that something's so, he must hold that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created men, created Bnei Adam, and created the social systems that they find themselves in in such a way that it's taka a reflection of how you should feel about Hashem. And it's a model. You could use it as a model. Sometimes it's easier to see in the way that people are treated. So maybe that could serve as a model, how you're supposed to treat and act towards Hashem. For example, here. On the right, you see kayyotzeh b'zeh ben b'nei adam. You see, like, there's got relationships with people. You sin, you got someone else angry, you sinned against someone. Kasher mara hachote lachaveirush hu mischoret al ma sheheira lo tiyazusiba chazaka l'slichosolo. That's how it is with people. If you wronged me and I'm angry, all you have to do is come out. Like many, many times he says, Siba Chazaka, you come over. That's really all you need. You come over and you say, I'm sorry. I feel bad about what I did. I'm sorry. Right? Say, yeah, it's okay. I'm Michael. Siba Chazaka, the Slichasala. So long as he's looking for these components, as sibos for Hashem to be Mar-, Hashem is Mar-chalus at the end of the process when we've done Tshuva Shleima. He's Mar-chalus. But this is a siba to lead towards that slicha. And that's how it is by people. I mean, if you say, well, I didn't really do anything wrong. Well, what do they say nowadays when they. They go, if I insulted someone, I feel sorry. Which I don't even know what that sentence means. Like, the sentence doesn't make any, if you know the English language, the sentence doesn't make any sense. It mamish doesn't. And they say it in front of millions of people. And, like, nobody's embarrassed. No one asks them what it means. If I made someone feel bad, I feel bad. I'm sorry. I don't know. Like, it doesn't mean anything. But it's missing this component of charata, that's for sure. It's also missing vidui. Right? So, but this is human behavior, and he must hold that HaKadosh Baruch Hu patterned human behavior after the way things should be, clapping Milo. A guy, like, messed you up, and you're so mad that you could kill him. And he comes over to you and he says, you know, I realize I messed you up, I'm really sorry. You give a big smile. Well, you need that acknowledgement that he's sorry. So, you know, sometimes I used to think that's coming from a bad place. That you want him to feel bad. Like that's your nakama. I think you see in the Chayyus HaLovus, it's not like, that's what I used to think. I used to think it's not coming from a good place. When I feel good and he feels bad, it's like it's coming from a good place. I mean, not good, but it's not bad. Adarav, that's the human condition, and we're supposed to learn from that to Hashem. And we're supposed to feel, Hashem, you know, he wants us to feel bad. Feel bad is an acknowledgement, ki rabba ein of masha also. It's that feeling bad, charata. Charata doesn't just mean, you know, charata doesn't, not just, it doesn't mean. Kavodah does not mean, oh, I wish I didn't do it. That's what he said in the previous parak. That's fake and phony charata. That's cheap charata. That's not charata. Sure, you wish you didn't do it. But when the opportunity presents itself, you can do it again like that. He said, that's lip service. That's nothing. I mean, that's what he says, right? Two prakam ago. Sure, you wish you weren't chalde. Sure, no, that's no trick. To wish you hadn't been chote is no trick. You have to have charota, you have to feel bad, you have to cringe. You have to, like, oh my god, I can't believe I did that. So he says, just like by people, when a person expresses that, you know, oh, it's okay. So, and the Chazavot apparently sees that as a good thing. That's a reason, Siba Chazaka, to be mochalim. Because, you know, he's saying that's not really me, that's what he's saying. When he's saying he feels bad, when a person makes a statement, I feel bad, I'm cringing, I can't believe I did that, he's saying it's not as an excuse. He's saying that's not really who I am, that's not really what I am, that's not really, that's not me. I don't do such things.
I say, I did such a thing, like, I can't believe I did that. That's not me. So that's good. That's a secret of Mimochalim. The Gemara says that. I'm talking about, how come the Chavitha doesn't mean on the Gemara? It brings a riot from Shmuel Hanavi, from Shaul, that Shaul was embarrassed to say that he killed them, there were no Kohanim. He went to the Isha Mechashef, but he was ashamed to say there's no Kohanim around, because he killed out no Virakohanim. And that's why Akash Baruch was Moichel. The Gemara says, Kol Oivra Veru Mizbayash Miyad Mochum Mo. Or maybe it's a Mizbayash Kama Miyad Mochum Mo. To check the odds for. Yeah, I didn't say, I said I don't understand the statement, if I did anything wrong, I feel bad. I'm sorry. You say, if I did anything wrong, I ask Mechila, you know. But you say, if I did anything, if I insulted anybody, I'm sorry. That's
an emotional denial.
I don't know what it means. Okay, it means he doesn't think. What it means is he doesn't think he did anything wrong. That's what it means. I know what it means. It means he doesn't think he did anything wrong. But of course, but you idiots who think I did something wrong, so here's, I'm throwing you the bone. I'm saying I feel bad. Why anybody accepts that as an apology is like totally beyond me. It's mamish, it's perfect for this door. It's so shallow, it's so total chitzonius, it so means nothing, and it's like bowing down to an idol. Okay, he paid his dues. He got up on television in front of a million people, and he said, if I insulted anyone, I'm sorry. So then I go, okay, muffle up. He has to, not he did anything wrong, and not he is sorry, and not he cares. It's like, it's like you know, it's like a very sorry. You have to go through the motions. You have to pay homage to the great god of phoniness. Like a joke. Anyway, so you hear what he says. First of all, there is a lot of looking at people's behaviors of Kiddush. I'm repeating that. Appreciate it. He does it throughout the Sefer. That's number one. Number two is, if he does that, it means he sees people's behavior as a model for how you have to act towards Hashem. At least in instinctive matters. Certainly if people do things deliberately, they may do things wrong. But in instinctive matters, he points to it. He says, look how Hashem made people. A guy comes to you and says, I'm sorry. I feel bad. I have chavrata. I feel bad I did it. You give a big smile. So Hashem, that's it. Why? Yeah, because that means it's the chait of shitchiistic. It's not embedded in who he is. He's cringing, like he can't. That's what it means. You're right. If he only cringes because he got caught, he's not having charakter. Okay. Kashemara hachote lachaveiro shehu mishkaret al mashaero lo otia zuzi v'chazok lo otia chosolo. Aber ho alziva hi hochocha. So what is charakter? A hochocha? You have to read the words carefully. Charakter is a component because it's a hochocha that he realizes he did something wrong. Aziva is a hochacha alkenus emunoso b'gemul v'onesh. That's a strange statement, I have to admit. I had a lot of trouble with this statement. He says, Aziva sacheit shows that you believe in schar v'onesh and you care about it. Right, if you remember, that was one of the things that were necessary to do tshuva, that you should believe that Hashem is going to punish you for things you did, that your actions have consequences. But here, this is, you got that madrega. You believe in tzchar ba'onesh. You're stopping to be chote. It's like, why? Maybe he's stopping to be chote because he doesn't want to be chote anymore. Like, what? And like, why is that so important? If you say that charot is necessary because it's a hochacha that he realizes he did something wrong, I can understand why that's necessary for him to realize he did something wrong. But here, is it so necessary to believe in tzchar ba'onesh? Yeah, because this ensures you won't do it again, maybe. I mean, it doesn't affect this chelik of tshuva. The converse is true, but when the converse is true, the statement is not always true. If you're not over the chait, you don't believe in gemul v'onesh. I don't have a problem with the converse. So maybe that's what the chavis halavos means. If you're always over the chait, it's a raya that you believe in gemul v'onesh. If you wouldn't be over the chait, it's only a raya that you don't believe in gemul v'onesh. Or maybe gemul v'onesh just means consequences. The consequences to his actions. And that's the component of tshuvas. It was a chay that he realizes there's consequences to his actions. So he stops performing those actions. Ka'omro yazov rosh adarko v'yishov en machilosov. Fa'omar b'misha hismid b'risho. Fa'avon bitso. That's a form of geneva. Ka'tzachti v'akeyu aster v'ektsov. Vayelach sholvo b'derech libo. Let's see the mitzvah. The mitzvah is dover on that pasuk. Fa'avon bitzo. Ba'inish of gezel. Katsafti the Akeu Haster Vyekzov Vayelech Shovo Bederech Libo. As he continually was chote, b'avon bitzo, k'tzadi b'akeo, haster v'yekzo, when I kept on being kosher, because he kept on being chote, v'yelech shovo b'derech libo, he kept doing what he wanted to do. So that caused Hashem, that now there's anger for being chote, and there's anger for remaining with the chet. I think the best way to learn is that the gemul v'onesh in his opening sentence just means consequences. So that shows you if he stops being chote, he realizes there's consequences to his actions. Okay. Uchamohu nira b'bnei adam. Chazal always does it again. He's going to do it by all the things. And that's how it is by people also. When in conjunction with his charoto, he stopped. Again, this brings about total mechila. If he stopped hitting him, if he keeps hitting him, he's not going to be moichel him. So this is a siba for slicho, mechila. That's how it is by people too. That's another reason that he says, you know what, just forget about it. I'm not doing it anymore. Stop. Okay, stop it.